there.
Ron bloody stabbed.
No, but...
Yes, of course, it's there. I was at school.
Yeah,
I left more than I bloody left. Where are you? I've had my Furby out tonight.
You've had your what?
My Furby out.
I don't want to know about your Furby. Did you wash it?
He used to stroke it. What they call him, David Ty. He was in bins one day. Going back a few years, like, you know. And,
Ties used to stroke your Furby?
Yeah.
Oh, how strange is that?
I was the first one to get them. I got fired when nobody knew about them.
Wow.
I got Judy McCall once. She called her Furby Lily.
Lily?
Her man, Coco and Tarloos.
Tarloos?
Tarloos.
All right.
Yeah.
Couldn't you spell Toulouse? And did you get David one as well?
No, he's got a bloody enough.
Was he?
Well, he's a boss, isn't he?
Well,
he'll
he's
all right.
He is one of the powers that be. That's correct.
That's right.
Did you hear the story about the young girl, the 8-year-old, kicked out of the class for fidgeting?
Was she itchy?
No, she was trying to find a pencil in a pencil case, and she was fidgeting.
Oh yes.
And they kicked her out for that.
Well, isn't that bloody scandalarious?
And now you know about my son being diabetic, don't you?
I'm sorry for
no,
that.
No, but did you hear what we think's written on his report?
I heard you reading the beer out like to
No,
driver.
Oh, no, that's a letter from the head of English at my daughter's school. No, apparently written on Simon's report, my son.
Yeah.
One of the teachers has written, it would be a good idea if Simon spent more time in class rather than the medical room. Can you get your ass?
Oh, he's out of order there. Definitely out of bloody order.
What would you do, though, Mrs. Mad?
I wouldn't like to say. I'd go to bloody town on him, I would.
Well, then what's going on? Some people, you see, don't stand up, do they? They just let little Johnny get on with it.
You're right, I know.
I get too frustrated by it. I hate bureaucracy.
Yeah, I can tell, you're really full of desic about it.
I hate pen pushers, and I hate people who are just jobsworth.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
But they all get together.
I know, they clan up, don't they?
I mean, I went to my surgery one day, and I got the wrong tablet. And with me being partially sighted, only for me nephew, I wouldn't have known anything about it.
You know,
the doctor and I had a word with me doctor, he said, well, anybody can make a mistake. I said, I'm not disputing that, but I said, you know for a fact I've got very bad eyes, nice stony, as you know. And, but I didn't like his attitude. Well, anyone can make a mistake.
Well, what would the tablets have made you do?
I don't know any, but they weren't my tablets.
All right.
They weren't mine. I don't know what, I've never heard of them.
They couldn't have, like, put hairs on your chest or anything like that?
I got a few on my chin, because when you're in the change, you do get a few hairs, some women.
Do you?
You know. But I pluck them out of my chin. I just get 3 or 4. But some women get a lot. But as you get older, you go bald. But, you do get a few hairs around your chin.
Do you really?
Your hormones.
Oh, right.
I'm well in the change, you know.
Oh, dear.
But,
I tell you what, I was having a shower. No, I was sat in the bath, actually, yesterday. Sunday. And this is a thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, you wash your hair, don't you?
Yeah.
With shampoo.
That's right.
But what about all the other bits of hair on your body? What do you use shampoo on them?
Well, I think it would sting. It would sting. Or the parts of the body.
Do you think so?
You could get a sting.
It was just one of those strange things I thought of. That, you know, we spend all that money on shampoo to make our hair on our head look nice.
That's right.
But, you know, we just use ordinary standard soap on our other hairy bits. Be it our legs or our any of
the ones. You're right there, but...
Nobody seems to take any, so we don't have any beauty products, do we?
I have shampooed down below and it's made me very sore. I'm not being rude, but I've stuck to the soap, you know.
Maybe you put too much on.
Well, I wanted to give it a good wash, you know, like you do. But I wouldn't use it anymore, you know, just use the soap.
Right.
So, you're going on Wednesday, eh?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get out.
How long are you at the station for now?
Oh, this is my last week.
Either don't have to have some bloody changes up there.
I've
seen that bloody David Tye. You get to know them, then someone else comes on.
I know.
bands.
I don't know what's
that. I've liked them all. There was only one I didn't like, and he said, oh, Middlesbrough women have drop bottoms. I said, I've got an eye bottom. He said, does it touch your chin? I said, get away, you cheeky. Well, I won't say what I said, Richard.
Oh, that's awful.
You know.
Now, this is, it's quite sad, actually, because obviously I was only due for a week, and then it was two weeks, and then 3 weeks, and obviously this commitment I have on Wednesday. And funny enough, I have another bit of a commitment next Wednesday, so if I get extended another week, I've got a few problems to sort out, but I can't get hold of everybody, because David's not around, and Craig's ill, and so we're just assuming that Friday will be it, you know? But it's been good. We've enjoyed doing it.
You get to know each other. And
I know.
I'm not bothered about you calling me Mrs. Matt, you know.
Well, I should
I
think
know
not.
You just try to wind me up.
I'm not trying to wind you up, but it's a name that everybody associates with.
I don't know what the bloody hell I'm on about half the time we're yet.
I know, but no, it's just a name that I think suits you.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you been out with Susie Wong tonight?
I've been to bed today with her. She's had her ears done.
Right.
And she's all right, you know.
How much did that cost, then?
Nothing.
Oh, that's all right. I was going to say, it seems hardly worth it when they get to 15. I'll just leave them to it, me.
Eh?
I said, I'll just leave them to it when they get to 15. It seems hardly worth it.
I know, but she's lovely. I love her, you know. And I know you love your rabbit and that.
No, the rabbit's gone in the pot. We had the rabbit for dinner on Sunday.
Oh, don't upset me, Richard, for God's sake.
Well, no, we found
it... Are you upset enough?
No, we found it was a delicacy, and we had a vote on Friday.
Yeah.
Do we eat the rabbit or swap it for M&M's hamster? And in fact, to eat the rabbit was favourite, so we ate it.
Oh, I couldn't. But maybe you liked it.
I didn't like mine. I actually fed mine to the fish.
The what?
The fish. We've got koi carps.
I know my daughter had a rabbit called Flopsy, and it was stiff under the bush. It had died. She was so upset. But she's got one called Chico now.
Did she eat the one that died?
No, Chico's all right.
Right.
Have you seen them when they're on the ball, the rabbits?
When they're on the what?
When they're on the ball.
What does that mean?
You know, a bouncing ball.
Right.
Have you seen them when they're on it?
No.
They're giving the ball it.
They're giving the what?
They're giving the ball it!
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, well, I don't know how to put it another way.
Oh.
Well, when they're on the road and they get the edge, they do it on the ball.
Oh, I see.
You know, I'm putting it in a nice way for you. I'm not being rude.
Right.
And I laugh at them when they do that.
Right.
Giving the ball it, you know.
Right.
So, you're going on Wednesday, you're giving it, lad.
I will.
But I miss you when you go.
Oh, thanks very much.
I wonder who they'll have next.
I don't know, it'd be Les.
I'll tell you who you remind me of with your voice. You won't know him. Tom Davis. He was a very good friend of mine. Have you heard of Tom Davis?
I don't know him personally, but I have heard of him, yeah.
You sound like him, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to know that I'm as good as that sort of professional.
Yeah.
Good.
I think he's working down London now.
I don't know. He's a mate of Les's, actually.
Les?
Mm.
I've known him all up there. I've been up there. I've been in all the rooms.
I know. I heard that you'd left, you'd left things behind.
What did I leave behind?
Sort of B.O.
I'm bloody sure I didn't. It was Richard that went to the toilet and stumped the place out because the cleaner come down to tell us all.
Are you sure that wasn't you?
It was Richard.
I don't know who Richard
is. I'm a clean woman, mate. Immaculate.
It was the same day that our toilets were blocked. I know that.
You weren't working there then.
No, they were telling me about you because obviously the conversation we had the first time we spoke.
And
they all heard it. The boss rang up and said that was hilarious. And I said, where did that woman come from? And he said, well, she's been in our building once before, but we haven't invited her back because we had to get the drains cleaned because she blocked the toilet with a number two.
I didn't grab the toilet. It was Richard because the cleaners come out that day. And she said it was appalling. You couldn't smell it. You could bloody taste it. I wasn't even in the toilets. So he went to get his faculties right. I'll bloody give him it when I see him.
Yeah, well...
I'm due up there.
Yeah, well, you better pop in and see him then about it, because I think he's, I think you're on the barred list from the door.
I've got a bad job to get him. It's got a number on it.
I know.
But, I'll miss you when you go, Nick.
It's when they call the numbers in, it's when you worry.
Eh?
Ah, dear. Well, yeah. It's good to talk to you.
Alright, Tommy. Well,
have a lovely day. Thanks for your call.
Bye,
Mummy. Bye, Mrs. Mad. Oh, one day wouldn't be the same without Mrs. Mad. Have a great day, Les. We're back later on tonight, are we?
Yes.
And that caller never came back. Out with the fairies might be the word then.